What do you mean, vaporized?
I mean your luggage was reduced to vapor, Buck. Administrative error, apparently.
Administrative error? What kind of administrative error leads to the minor destruction of my luggage?
Don't be like that. I'm sure they do it very carefully. It was pinged as containing weapons, apparently.
Weapons? What would they be doing in my suitcase?
That's exactly what I told them. It'd be completely outside of your pay grade. Anyway, I'll have something sorted out and sent to your hotel.
Brilliant. And what about my wallet?
Just use your expenses chip. Carefully.
What a start to this trip. All I have then are the clothes on my back and this work phone aid, which can't even handle outgoing calls.
I know. I'll be in touch in a while, so don't worry. Just watch those expenses.
And keep your receipts. I know. Talk to you soon. Cola Corp. The universe's leading purveyor of carbonated beverages, children's smiles, and, coincidentally, my employer. It was on company business that I'd been shipped off to this remote moon to meet a promising new supplier. Sure, I get that I'm lucky to travel, and sure, it beats staring at my telly screen on my desk for cycles at a time, but I'd probably appreciate it a little more if the company wasn't so eager on narrowing its margins at every opportunity. Jetting off commute class is pretty bearable, but over the years I've learned only too well how flexible a term mattress really is. Of course, Cola Corp does subsidise its good employees with an expenses chip, but I've seen firsthand what happens to anyone that pushes that generosity too far. People are always expendable, and a discreet explosive device embedded in the chip is an effective reminder of how delicate they can be too. One ineligible cost, and Cola Corp, as well as this mortal coil, has a new vacancy. I try not to think about it. In fact, I was not thinking about it pretty well as I flagged down a taxi outside the shuttle hub. My expenses chip would only permit me one taxi ride per trip, but in this case, it sure beats slogging through some backwater world, waiting for a friendly local to relieve me an organ or two. No, there was no sense getting worked up about the death buried a few centimetres under the skin of my collar. That was silly. Besides, I had Cola Corp business to do and my replacement luggage waiting at the hotel.
Well, mate, that's a pretty cool couch you've got there. Say, you ain't one of those business guys, are you? Or big shin and dig?
This was pretty common. In a lot of sectors, the only off-worlders people saw were from the corporations like Cola Corp, the poor bumpkins.
That's pretty cool, mate. Hey, say what? It'd be cool if you take it off. Right.
Of course, this sometimes happened too.
Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me. Hello? Bollocks.
Hello?
Oh, mate, what the hell was that?
Sorry?
What's with the language here? Have some respect.
Language? You threw me in your boot.
Ain't no reason to be cursing like, mate. I've got half a mind to just leave you here.
Leave me here? I've already been fucking kidding. With my tongue kept in check, I tried to think back to the forced imprisonment preparation sessions they ran back at the office. But for some reason, all I could think of was my Cola Corp corpor colleagues repeating back the mantra, I am a student. Nobody will pay ransom. I cursed politely, and internally, for leaving my company-issued dummy textbook and student attire behind. I should have found room for the plaid beret after all. I needed help, and badly.
What?
Hello?
Aid?
Yes, Buck. It's Aid. So you're not coming through all that clear. You're not still in the shuttle, are you?
No, I'm in a taxi, Aid. I'm in the boot of a taxi!
Oh, thank God. I know shuttle delays are 10 a cred, but it's not good to be sitting around in space that long. All those stars do things to you. I just wanted to let you know your replacement luggage is on its way.
Look, I need help. Help!
You've been given the address for your hotel complex, haven't you? You've been doing this too long to be getting chilly feet now, but...
No, Aid. Help! I'm stuffing. I'm stuffing.
Well, now that's a bit melodramatic, isn't it? Ha ha ha. I guess everyone feels a bit like quitting sometimes. I mean, if we could.
Oh God, it's time!
That's all right. I need to go as well. I just wanted to check you hadn't been mugged or kidnapped or anything like that. Poor Bill or whatever his name was. Was it real? He was from one of those exotic colonies. Anyway, catch you soon, Buck.
Mate, we're here.
Where are we?
What do you mean, where? You're the man paying the fare. Oh, that reminds me.
What's that?
Just my invoice. Oi, here come your friends.
Friends? What do you mean, friends? I'd come to in some sort of storage room, suspended from my heels against the wall. My new friend was a distinctly unfriendly-looking mass of muscle sitting in the corner of an improvised cell. From my privileged spot, hanging there like a tube of interstellar trezzo, I watched him smear a battered pack of cards around his palm as the blood in my body submitted to gravity's call.
Chew.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
No sneeze again.
Sorry, it's just when you're hung upside down, the blood kind of pools to your head and...
What?
I mean, yes, sir.
That's real good.
Look at you. I mean, look at you. I said, look at you.
Do you mean literally or in a reflective sense?
I'm just pulling your jank, kid. What do they say about me, huh?
They said Johnny Fantango, he a big joker. He loved to pull jank.
You bet they do, kid. Say, what was your name again?
Buck. Although I should say that I'm just a simple student.
Yeah, Cola Corp goon. We know, kid. It's printed on your boxers. Say, you like having your jank pulled, right?
Yes?
That's just top, kid. Can't have you all sour-faced in your final hours, right? This execution business ain't so bad. You'll see.
Sorry, did you say execution?
He did.
I thought so.
It's not so bad. I mean, sure, you're gonna die, but it's not so bad.
Got benefits.
See? My friend here gets it.
Good benefits.
While I'm sure that's the case, I can't help but feel you might just have the wrong guy.
You think we got the wrong guy?
Well, I'm just thinking...
Johnny Fantango ain't known for getting the wrong guy.
That's, quite a large knife you've got there.
Knife? Ah, so it is. Sorry, that's just a thing I do sometimes.
Of course.
I'll just be putting this away again. Better, kid?
Better.
Good. Now, as I was saying, you're definitely the guy we're after. So I'm afraid you're most certainly getting offed.
It's foregone conclusion.
Sure is. It ain't that Johnny Fantango ain't a fan of your company, Chuck.
Buck.
Duck. See, Fantango wants a piece of the carbonated beverage pizza pie. And we can't have the Cola Corp monopoly getting in the way.
I see. So you're going to murder me?
While meaning nothing against you as a person.
Which is certainly appreciated, but you're going to murder me as a market competitor?
Sounds about right, kid.
It's a brand thing.
You mentioned benefits?
Hey, what's that? You searched him, didn't you?
Sure, boss. Searched his pocket real good.
Pocket? Are you telling Johnny Fantango you only search one of his pockets? I can see three from here.
Everyone make a mistake.
What's this, eh, kid? A note? Soda secrets?
It's actually just an invoice.
Oh, well, Johnny Fantango, just put that back for you. Here we are. Some kind of Cola Corp SOS device, right?
Well...
Buck, sudden echo. You're not in the bathroom, are you?
You got to help, Aid.
But you are in the bathroom, aren't you?
Hey, lady, this here is Johnny Fantango. Your friend Buck is currently indisposed.
Oh, really? Well, remind him to wash his hands, will you? That sort of thing spreads like wildfire.
I sure will, lady. Looks like you're all alone. But that's all right. You'll be dead soon.
Can't be lonely if you're dead.
Exactly. Now, I got me soda business, so I got a scoop. But see, kid.
What?
Be sure to hang around, will you?
Great. Say, what's the chance of me getting something to eat?
None.
I thought so.
Greetings, colleague. I'm here to relieve you.
I ain't got no relief.
Well, yes, I'm new, you see. They got me in from the agency.
Agency?
Yes, I've got all the appropriate dockets and everything, even a badge.
Oh, well, if you say so, I'll be back, though.
Certainly, colleague. Rest those weary eyes in your bunk.
Yes, I go rest my bunk.
You poor sod.
Oh, not you too.
No, you poor sod. Let's get you out of here.
I wish. Wait, what?
I'm on your side. This badge, it's all fake. A disguise.
Underneath that shirt, you're wearing...
A Cola Corp Corporate Colleague Standard Issue Under Vest. We're sipping from the same can. Now grab your coat. I'm busting you out. Freedom, comrade. How does it taste?
Like blood. I think I bit my tongue.
Isn't it sweet?
Well, no, it's actually quite tinny.
It's time we were popping off. See that vent?
In the wall? We're going to climb through it?
No, comrade. You're going to go through that door underneath it.
Oh, I never would have noticed that if you didn't point it out.
It's easily done. It'll take you to a back alley. Take this. Go to the address on that card. You'll be safe there.
What is it? Some sort of hideout?
Close. It's an artisan soda cafe. The Gassy Sultan.
Well, I guess I'll be off then. Thank you. Actually, I don't think I caught your name.
The name's Rill. Cola Corp, Department of Corporate Espionage. Now go, Buck. This isn't goodbye, only adios.
Yes. Ciao? Closing the door on my enthusiastic benefactor, I stepped into the alleyway beyond. A few bins hugged the wall of the narrow passageway, and puddles of quite acidic-looking urine dotted the tarmac towards its mouth. The car from Rill was my only clue as to where to head to next. I was alone on a strange planet, credulous apart from the clothes on my back, now hunted by the madman seeking carbonated fame. The Cola Corp expenses chip in my shoulder was my only resource, but one cred out of line and its neat explosion would be sure to prevent any further transactions. I needed to get to the address Rill had given me, and cheaply. Excuse me, but I need a lift.
Mate, you came back! Look, what are the chances? Say, you're like here to pay that invoice from earlier.
The expenses chip suddenly felt hot under my skin, like a hot thing underneath my skin. Not today, I'm afraid.
That's cool. My terms are like 14 days anyways. What do you want then? Not a lift, eh?
of course not. Say, you wouldn't know this place, would you?
You like really ain't from here, are you, mate? Sure I know this place, it's right across the street, see?
I looked up to the neon sign blinking across the street. A Gassy Sultan. Sure enough, just like Rill's card. Sorry, so it is. Sorry to trouble you.
No worries, mate, no worries. Me cousin's from off-world, so I like get it. It's not easy finding your way.
Really?
Yeah, mate. In the end, he went to have one of those map implants installed. Only, he was allergic to the plasteel or something and died in agony on the table.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's alright. Apparently it happens all the time. Now, see you, mate. Don't forget about the invoice.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, what can I do you for?
Hi there.
Octofizz? Gerbilite and soda? No, wait.
Well, actually, I'm not thirsty.
That vest, those eyes, the cut of your Cola Corp, Corporate Colleague Standard Issue booties.
Yes?
You're a classics man. One import strength, original brew, Cola Corp, Corporate Cola.
Really? I'm fine.
On the house.
Oh. Fine. How's that?
Really scours away that thirst, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Dissolves the glass too. Now look.
Say, you're not from round here, are you?
No, although I am...
Bet you're looking for something, aren't you?
Well, yes, but if you let me finish.
I thought so.
For fuck's sake.
Rill sent you?
Who's asking?
Let's just say, Rill's got a few friends.
Really now? And are you one of them?
One of what?
His friends.
Whose friends?
Rill's.
Oh, maybe. Perhaps you might want to check out the toilets? Could be a little secret waiting for someone in the know?
The toilets, eh?
That's right.
Thanks. I'll be just a minute. Oh, sorry, where are they?
Oh, just back here and downstairs. You'll need the code. Say.
What now?
Well, I'm helping you out here, and someone's got to pay for that Corporate Cola.
What happened to it being on the house?
Seriously? Would it really kill you to tip? I get paid peanuts as it is, and they're not even organic.
Can you not? I don't know. Do me an invoice?
Are you for real? You want me to invoice for a tip? Fucking hell. You got a purchase order number for me?
Really?
Hey, I was only asking. Now, down here, just say the password when you're at the door. Tight arsehole.
Christ, I can barely see a thing. Stairs. Aid?
Buck? Where are you now?
The bowels of the gassy sultan. It's good to hear your voice.
Whose bowels? Jesus, Buck, are you still in the bathroom?
What? No, the gassy sultan. It's an artisan soda cafe.
What happened to the hotel? And refreshments are an ineligible expense, remember? That's why you have your...
Standard issue due, collector. Only, it was destroyed along with the rest of my luggage. Look, Aid, I was kidnapped.
Kidnapped? In the bathroom?
Yes, no! In a taxi. By this Johnny Fantango guy.
Really? Well, you're free now. Did you use the mantra?
Yes, but...
Well, that's okay then.
Okay? I was kidnapped. Almost killed!
Oh yes, Buck, you were. But you're free now, so it's all fixed.
What happens if he comes back?
I don't know. Are you that important?
Well...
Look, just enjoy these bowels or whatever and get to your hotel. It's an hourly rate, don't forget.
Is there really...
Sorry, Buck, I've really got to go. I'm supposed to be meeting with our corporal colleagues from the carbonated munitions department. Talk to you soon and have a drink on me. Well, actually, don't in case your expenses chip explodes. Have some dew on me or whatever instead.
Great.
What's a password?
Password? Sorry. Fuck.
What's that?
Your friend upstairs having a joke. Look. Tight asshole.
Thanking you, sirs.
Welcome to the bowels of the gassy sultan.
Oh. A soda speakeasy. This is...
Illegal. Incredibly so. Beverage, sir.
I looked up to the figure addressing me, a roaming soda barista jingling a tray of illicit drinks like some sort of fizzy succubus. The tray held everything I knew to be wrong. Canned coffee, a battered can of lilt, and oh god, surely that can't be-
Highland Spring. The bowels of the gassy sultan is never shy of surprises. Although pardon me, sir, but you appear to be more surprised than most. What brings you here?
I'm looking for a colleague. Of sorts.
Does this colleague of yours have a name?
He gave me this card. Real?
Quiet. Not here. We're not among friends. Into the back. Look. What's your name?
Buck.
Buck. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. The name's Burdock, but corporate colleagues call me Birdie.
Corporate colleagues? Underneath your uniform. A Cola Corp corporate colleague standard issue under vest.
Femme edition. Me and Rill, we're pushing the same product, Buck.
So Rill, is he here? He told me I'd be safe if I came.
He did? Well, don't get your hopes up.
What do you mean?
You're in the heart of the froth now, Buck, and the fizz has barely started flowing. Welcome to the Department of Corporate Espionage.
You?
You made it. Way to go, colleague.
What is this, Real? I thought you said this was a hideout.
Actually, I said it was an artisan soda cafe, which it is. The
Gassy Sultan, yes, I know. It was barely funny the first time. Why did you ask me to come here?
You're destined for great things, Buck.
What do you mean?
The circumstances that brought you here. The meeting with a promising new supplier. This was our design.
You mean you're responsible for the destruction of my luggage?
Well, no. Although we did plant the weapon that triggered the security alert.
We didn't expect the authorities to be so thorough.
You planted a weapon in my luggage? Why?
This is a vital mission, Buck, and we're severely outnumbered. We have a number of contacts here, but there's still only us two.
The enemy! They number as much as three. The odds were grim.
We needed to even the field.
So what, you duped me into coming to your aid?
Well, initially, no.
We had a few rounds of recruitment, but unfortunately the candidates were poor. Agencies would have been expensive, and we needed someone quick.
Besides, we liked your profile.
You think I'm corporate agent material?
Oh, no. You're single, with no dependents or meaningful links.
Ah, thanks.
A swift fiddle with the system, and you were ours. As of this morning, you're seconded to the Department of Corporate Espionage full-time.
What's that injector for? Ah! Shitting hell! What was that?
Your new expenses, Chip.
You mean you have two now?
Yes. Although our budget's been slashed considerably, so it's probably best you don't charge anything to it. It's basically just a bomb.
Brilliant. So, what's this big mission then?
Ah, yes. Your induction material. I've got it all set up here. If you just set yourself down, colleague. It's one of those e-learning modules. There's some headphones too.
Oh, fantastic.
Greetings, corporate colleague. Welcome to your new role in the Department of Corporate Espionage.
Do I have to listen to all of this?
I'm afraid so.
The Department of Corporate Espionage is Kola Corp's presence in the Soda Underworld, extinguishing threats to the Kola Corp Empire and its associated interests. We're glad to welcome you to the team. You'll be working alongside your corporate colleagues on the project Operation You Know When You've Been Fantangoed.
Fantango? The same Johnny Fantango that strung me up by the ankles?
Now, comrade. It's all in the induction material.
To find out more about the project, talk to your line manager, corporate agent Sarsaparilla. Thank you for completing this module, and enjoy your new role.
It said I should ask you.
You finished it. Fantastic. Ask me about what?
Johnny Fantango, and this whole you know when you've been Fantango business.
Oh, of course. Real nasty piece of work, Johnny Fantango. First heir to the infamous Jimmy Fanta and Jenny Tango. In the department, they're what we like to call criminals.
Wow, real careful the lingo here. I can barely keep up, let alone the new guy.
Sorry, Buck. Criminal means bad boy.
I am familiar with the concept of criminality.
Really? Maybe you are cut out for the department after all.
What about Johnny? Why did he kidnap me?
Johnny Fantango wants a piece of the carbonated beverage pizza pie. Specifically, a slice of smuggling outlawed sodas.
He sees Kola Corp as his main competitor. He was hoping the death of a corporate colleague would be enough to keep it at bay.
Little does he know of the mortality waiver all corporate colleagues were obliged to sign.
So where do we fit in?
We're the tonic to fix Fantango's disease.
Well, to be precise, I'm the tonic. Birdie, you see, is the gin, and you, well, you're a wafer-thin slice of lemon.
I see.
The gassy sultan is just a front. And it's from its bowels that Fantango is tainting the sector with his dirty sodas.
We've dug our way in, and on Fantango's next visit, we'll strike.
You don't mean...
murder. But of course.
Is that really within my remit?
Buck, as a member of the department, everything is within your remit. Well, actually, we're not allowed to open train doors.
That one's a union dispute.
Your timing couldn't have been more perfect, comrade. Fantango's due any minute. Alone.
Well... I suppose I don't have much of a choice. Do you happen to have a phone?
Oh, certainly.
Before the operation kicks off, I'd better make a call.
But of course, it's just over here.
Hello?
Aid, it's me.
Buck? You managed to find a phone?
Yeah, look, I'm actually with the Department of Corporate Espionage. They've got a little office here.
In the bowels of the gassy sultan. It's quite nice, isn't it?
How'd you know that?
I went to the opening party, of course. They had canapes.
Well, apparently I've been seconded across.
Seconded? Hold on. You're completely right. I did get the email, I just hadn't had the time to read it.
They've pulled me onto some kind of corporate assassination gig.
Oh, sorry, Buck. That sounds lovely, but with the secondment, I'm going to have to bounce you across to my corporate clerk, corporate colleagues in the Department of Corporate Espionage.
Wait, Aid!
Just putting you on hold.
Great.
Hello?
Aid? It's put me back through to you.
Yes, that's right. I work across the department, you see.
What then? Why did you put me on hold?
Well, I had to walk across the desk, didn't I? What were you saying?
I've been pulled into this corporate assassination gig.
That sounds fun, doesn't it?
It's one word for it. Thing is, what's going to happen with the hotel and my replacement luggage? This will keep me busy for a little while.
That sounds like your old department bug. Hold on one moment, please.
Aid! Shitting hell.
Hello again. I'm afraid if you don't get to the hotel tonight, the booking will default.
What will happen then?
Well, the cost will be automatically charged to your expenses chip, which will reject it, obviously, and well...
Then explode, killing me instantly.
Yes, I'm afraid. I suppose you just need to finish this operation quite quickly.
Looks like it, doesn't it? Thanks, Aid.
No problem. I hope it all goes well for you and you don't...
Die?
Die, yes. Bye now.
Ready, comrade?
Not really.
So, comrade, you remember the plan?
I think Fantango arrives. I walk up in my disguise and give him this. A poison gin and tonic.
With a slice of lemon.
With a slice of lemon, yes. Which Fantango drinks and then, I presume, dies.
Yes. You see, poison is a department term, meaning substance that will... It kills people when it's in stuff.
I'm worried about this disguise. Is it really convincing?
Moustache? You're unrecognisable.
It's just a piece of paper you've licked and stuck to my lip.
Piece of brown paper.
He's here. Operation commence.
Back in the bowels, huh? It's been too long. Now Johnny Fantango's got himself a mighty thirst. Who's gonna help me parch it?
Ah, Mr. Fantango, a gin and tonic.
What's this? Gin and tonic? With a wafer-thin slice of lemon? I don't mind if I do. Thanking you kindly. Wait a minute. Don't I know you?
Me, sir? No, I am an everyday soda barista. Ah! My lip!
I knew it. You're that Chuck.
Buck.
Duck kid. Come to pull my jank.
We're compromised. Buck, quick, stab him.
Stab him with what?
How's this?
Disregard that. Quick, behind the soda bar.
Covering fizz!
Oh, my eye! That's just citrus!
What the hell next?
Quick, take these!
A Corba-Cola multi-pack!
Weaponized. It's an early prototype from the Department of Carbonated Munitions.
Toss them!
That was a bit underwhelming.
They're a very early prototype.
I guess that's why they call it Fizzy Pop, comrade. And not Fizzy Bang.
Screw this! Johnny Fantango's ghost!
He's on the run!
Quick!
Shouldn't run on stairs.
Hey, guys! You here to pay that invoice?
No time!
You can't control Johnny Fantango! My thirst for jig ain't ever gonna die!
Damn! Who could have guessed he'd have automotive transport in this advanced age?
A taxi! We can chase him!
Driver, chase that vehicle.
Mate! We need to stop meeting like this!
You know this guy?
Know him, we're like practically best buds.
He kidnapped me when I first arrived here.
Look at that, mate. Memories. Chase that lad. You bet I can.
We're gaining on him. But what next?
I'm dry on corporate cola.
We need something with a bang. Ideas?
A bang? Do you have a pen at all?
Sure. It's blue. I hope that's okay.
What about a tissue?
Check.
So what's the plan, comrade? Pen bomb?
Not quite.
Christ in a can!
Your department expenses chip. You've dug it clean out.
Hey, taxi driver, charge this too, will you?
The invoice? Like right now, mate?
Preferably.
If you say so.
Real, open that window.
Certainly, but with our budget as it is, register any expense to that chip and...
It'll blow, I know.
Hey, mate, you're contactless, right? Just scan the chip.
Doesn't look good.
You need a receipt, mate.
Not this time, thanks.
You got it. The chip's on Fantango's ride.
Will it do enough damage? They're only designed to take out the corporate colleague there and steal.
Mate, it looks like the payment bounced.
Sorry, although the terms were 14 days, right?
You know it, mate.
Fantango's dead. Operation You Know When You've Been Fantangoed is a success.
It all went quite well, actually, didn't it?
But now for the department, eh? A great enemy of Cola Corp has fallen. What of you, Buck? How would you have us celebrate?
I'm credulous. All of my possessions have been destroyed, and now I have a gaping wound in my shoulder.
Oh, yes.
Please, may I go back to my hotel now? Before the expenses chip still inside me goes off too.
Are you sure this is where you need to be, comrade? We should be celebrating.
Definitely. All I want is a shower and, if possible, medical attention.
It's been a real pleasure. I'll pop off an email this afternoon to end your secondment.
Best of luck, Buck. I hope your wound doesn't become infected.
Thanks, Birdie. I'll be in touch about the invoice.
No problem, mate. No worries. 14 days, don't you forget.
This isn't goodbye. Only...
Auf Wiedersehen.
That's right, comrade.
Against all odds, I finally made it back to the hotel. I've never been happier to see a neon sign in my pitiful life.
Hello, sir. How can I help?
I'd like to check in, please. The name's Buck. It should be a Cola Corp reservation.
Certainly, sir. I'll just check you in now. Pleasant evening.
Sorry?
Your evening, sir. Pardon me saying so, but it looks like you've really savoured our planet's delights.
I realise now I was bleeding onto the lobby's sticky linoleum floor. No doubt while looking pale as a sheet. You know how it is. Just a couple of drinks.
But of course, sir.
Say, you have a phone?
Just here. First 5 minutes are complimentary.
Sounds perfect. Aid?
Buck? Did you survive?
Survive?
Did you die?
No, I didn't die, Aid. I'm just checking into the hotel.
You made it then. It wasn't so bad now, was it? Just like I said.
Sure it wasn't, Aid. All I want to do now is kick back and be introduced to this replacement luggage you've sent.
Ah.
What do you mean, ah?
I mean, ah, your luggage.
This isn't good news, is it?
Well, it depends on your outlook. In many ways, it's quite comical.
Comical?
The replacement luggage, Buck, may have been vaporised by the authorities again. This time, a genuine administrative error. It'll be okay, though. You can just make do with the expenses chip a little longer, can't you, Buck? Buck?
You have been subjecting yourself to At Great Expense by Joe Askew, with Tom Pullen as Buck, Chloe Cooper as Aiden Birdie, and Joe Albanese as the taxi driver Thug and Johnny Fantango. Rhiannon Morgan voiced the barista, and sundry roles were provided by Joe Askew.